Good evening.
Malka.
Good evening, Malka.
Good evening. Good evening.
Brandy said she wouldn't be on the call tonight. And I'm not sure what's going on with Fauna tonight also.
Okay.
So I'm happy with it if you want me to do just you.
No.
I'll start.
No. No,
okay.
We can. What?
Well, let's wait to see if someone else comes on.
Okay.
We just have that one more verse to do tonight. So.
Okay.
We might just try that one verse in a few minutes and maybe
right.
You'll have some questions. Maybe you'll have that question, some questions about it. And if not, we can always do it another night as well.
Whatever. If you want to go ahead and finish, we can do that.
Well, let's give it a few more minutes, see if Hannah does come on. Do you have any questions from yesterday? Because I know we finished that last verse pretty quickly.
I was just going to ask a question about why do we have legs and feet and toes? But I assume it's for us to move around in the world, you know, for movement.
Essentially, yes. But it also helps to understand which body parts relate to which sephirot. And it's actually a better question to ask on the questions and answers tonight.
Okay.
So let's go forward.
Okay.
We're in Pasuk 49. I'm in the wrong location, I'm sorry. We're in Pasuk 48. Start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, good Shabri for Mishkin Tebid, Hiluur, 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 Hiluur. The Yakta, Lashem, Yodhe Bavate, Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadenu fananei aleinu maasei yadenu fananei ru. Ve'im kol da nishmeta at kivad aseya ve'ahu nachash ve'tabira le'ya betufa v'shiyavu da Kitshuvah hadach u'fiti v'yavor ad kein sitre Torah. With all of this, the Neshama continues to attack the serpent in order to break it so that it will surrender and be enslaved under the influence of repentance. Therefore it is written, and Avram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, because Shechem is the dwelling place of the Shekhinah, and that is because the power of the serpent has already been completely broken by the Neshama. And this is the end of the Sitre Torah section. My commentary. Know that the above sequence and fight happens in each human being every day. This is the essence of being human. This is why we are in the physical world, to train the body. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So... the Plishim, which is where the tabernacle
Shem.
Are we talking
no.
about a place or a person or a physicality?
Shem is a city where Joseph is buried.
Right. Okay.
And it's a city that...
That's where Jacob purchased.
Right. That's the city that where he purchased the city itself. And
right.
That's where Joseph, as the firstborn, received his double portion between the two tribes of... Benjamin and Joseph, but Joseph received Shechem as his second portion. The energy of Shechem is very mixed between the Satan and the positive system, and that's why you have all of the hotbed, all of the rebellions start in Shechem. I forget the name of the modern name of the city, but it's where all of the rebellions, all of the infatadas start in Shechem. Because the energy is, this is where the Satan is strongest, but it's also where Joseph HaSadik is there. So you have this mixed energy in this place. One day I'll give a class showing the four different cities. Hebron is the name of Shechem, the modern location.
Oh, yeah,
of Shechem.
Hebron. That's
is
where
Hebron.
The patriarchs. That's where the patriarchs are buried as well, right? Hebron. No, that's where Abraham pitched his tent. Okay, got it.
Right. Right.
Okay. That's where he dwelt with Sarah in Hebron. Okay. So, but that's where Abram went because he conquered or pushed out the Satan. So, is that, and he ended up there, Abram did, is that because he was became righteous, truly righteous at that point, where he conquered Satan. The Shekinah was there.
Jacob is the one who conquered Satan.
Okay.
That's when he wrestled the angel. That was conquering the Satan.
All right. But
Abram became righteous. Isaac was resurrected because on the altar, the binding, he died and then he was resurrected.
Right.
And then Jacob defeated Satan.
Okay. But we're talking about Abram at this point, right?
Correct. We're talking about Abram at this point.
Okay. So he had to go through Shem on his journey. He had to enter that place for what purpose was he in Shem for?
Why did he have to go to Dushka?
Yeah.
Because Shem is where the Shekhinah is. It's the Malchut.
Okay.
The Shekhinah is there, and Abram is the elevated father. So Abram has to, as part of the chariot, has to elevate the Shem as he elevates back up into the spiritual frame.
Okay. Got it. Interesting. Yeah, that would be a great class on the four different cities. Do you call it cities?
There are the four cities. There's Jerusalem, there's Shem, there's the north one, it'll come to me. Tiberias. And that's the third one, and then the fourth one is Beersheba.
Beersheba.
The one of seven is the south. So those are the four cities. And I've read some material on it. I just haven't put it together into a class.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll start section 9 tomorrow.
Okay.
And you have a good evening. Tonight is questions and answers, so you'll bring me one of those questions, I hope, the one we just talked about.
All right.
And then we'll see where we go.
All right. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Margaret. Shalom.